Good morning, beloved saints, separated unto God, married to Christ. As we go, we're going to read Psalm 89 from verses 19 to 26. So it's quite a bit of reading this morning. But we need to see the picture. Yeah, we go back in the scripture here and we see that God's hands are mighty. He knows, we've seen this through the ages, Noah's flood. The Midianites, Esther and Mordecai, yeah, all through the ages, wherever the evil put his head up and God brought revival, he moved in the midst of judgment. He knows how to protect and stand with the righteous, and he knows how to bring down the unrighteous. That's God. And His throne has been established in righteousness and justice, and therefore the goodness of God is available. He's made everything right through Jesus, and so that we can all come home now, and that coming home is waking up to that festal shout, that the glorification of the goodness of God, the glorification of a new and a better covenant, and the glorification of us having been set free totally to totally embrace a new name, a new purpose, all in fellowship with the Father and Son. But all this has taken time from the fall, and here in the old covenant we see God gave many shadows of different things of the Sabbath. We've got it was a Sabbath day at one time. Now it's a Sabbath rest. And of one time David was represented, the beauty that was coming in Jesus, and it has come. So we're just going to look here again at these wonderful prophecies over David, but it was actually fulfilled in Jesus, to see again the grounds that have been so beautifully laid by God in the prophetic word, to bring about this perfection in Jesus so that we understand it and we enjoy it. So let's listen nicely and carefully. And even when you hear the word David, you can just change it to Jesus, and you get a clearer picture of where God was going to, and knowing that it has been done now. Amen. Jesus is glorified. He is seated on the right hand of power, God, all power, the Almighty. And he's coming on clouds of glory in revelation, in truth, drawing close to us in every way. Okay, verse 19.
Of old you spoke in a vision to your godly one and said, I have granted help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him, so that my hand shall be established with him, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, the wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.
And so it's all fulfilled in Jesus. He stands clearly and portrays to everyone and says clearly, my God is my Father. I seek his glory. He's with me, and he tells me what to say and what to do. I don't seek my own glory, but I seek his glory, his splendor. Furthermore, in the prophecies, it also says that we will get the sure mercies of David. So these sure mercies that we see here spoken over David, and fulfilled in Jesus and seen in Jesus' life, are now available to us. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for this new and this better covenant that is so mind-blowing. You blow our minds every morning as you write your laws on our hearts and on our minds, Father God, and we are just refreshed, Lord. Your mercies are new every morning, And so we stay in tune with you, as you are the one that started the work, and you are the author and the perfecter of our faith. Thank you, Jesus, for starting a wonderful work in us and fulfilling it. We commit the day to you, establish our thoughts. We long for no other will, no other name to be glorified, but your will and your name. And we know that in that we find ourselves. Hallelujah, Lord. So we thank you for a beautiful day. We commit the day to you. Establish our thoughts in Jesus' name. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.